Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
I can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe that we're already at the end of April and that it is so cold out right now.
I know.
In our neck of the woods.
I know. Like, today was a really nice day and sunny, but the wind was so cold. Like, I think it was only like 2 degrees with the wind.
Do you think it's just natural? Do you think even back in the day there was cave people who at a certain age just started talking about the weather?
Yeah, but it was earlier because they died so young.
Yeah.
They were like 15 and that was old.
And they were like, that's a brisk wind. Hope that doesn't bring out the saber-toothed tigers.
Yep.
I also can't believe that we are today wrapping up season 2.
I know, it's wild. We have so many more seasons to go.
Yeah, this one kind of ended... I can't remember how the season 1 ended.
Car accident?
Did that happen in season 1?
Like, I'll tell you, I got them right in front of me. Dangerous liaisons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Annie blows a few. Her boyfriend has a son. Yeah, Mary undergoes surgery after being hit by a car.
Oh. And how funny that Mary got thrown under the bus in this one.
So we're going to do both episodes in one episode.
Yeah, we're covering season 2, episodes 20, because they really do flow together.
They do. They were both, though, all over the place.
Yes.
Like I don't know.
I don't know. We're just going to try to go through it.
Okay, so the first episode is called Boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
It came out on May 4th, 1998.
Okay.
Mom and Dad are concerned about Mary's involvement in her boyfriend, especially when they get back some shocking test results. Like, that's what happens, but... Okay.
So...
Hold on, I gotta get to my notes.
Oh my God. Oh
gosh. Like, I just don't know. Okay.
Like, what are we talking about? What are our themes? So, Matt is leaving.
To go to school.
To go to school.
But he's got another secret as well.
Yes. So, the thing is, he's supposed to be leaving in 90 days to start his university life.
Yes. And high school graduation is happening, like, imminently, like, in the next day or two.
Yeah. So, there's a whole theme, it feels, where he's, like, trying to wrap up loose ends or something.
Yes.
And then Mary and Wilson are back together, but, like, that was never...
It was
discussed.
No, nothing was told to us at all. They just show up in the scene together.
And we're like,
I thought we missed an episode.
Yes. Yeah.
It was weird.
And
Simon is entering Happy into a dog food commercial or competition.
Yeah. That's
a weird storyline.
Yeah.
Ruthie doesn't have a storyline. She... is just mad at Matt the entire first episode.
I just wrote, Ruthie is pissed.
Yeah.
Because she feels like Matt is abandoning her and, like, doesn't want him to leave. So she's just giving him the cold shoulder.
Yeah. And then there's also this whole storyline where Jimmy Moon and Rod, Lucy's two ex-boyfriends,
are doing a project together for school, and their fault. It's almost like it's like when you had to like go to work with your parent.
Yeah.
And so they're following Eric around.
They have to job shadow
learning. Yeah, that's what that's called. Yeah. And they call themselves ministers in training, and they're calling themselves the MIT.
Yeah. And Lucy's like, oh, like, is it because of me? Is it because they want to be around me?
Yeah.
I'm like, Lucy, stop.
And then there's a whole thing with Annie's dad sending them money for them to go to camp.
Not Annie's dad, the colonel.
Oh, I thought it was Annie's dad.
Oh, I wrote down the colonel sends money.
I wrote down Annie's dad sending money.
Oh my God. We literally sat beside each other watching the same episode. Okay, why don't we...
One of the grandmas.
Right. Do we want to vote episode 21 and Simon and his little pow-chow thing?
Yeah. Do you want to do the whole thing, episode 21 and 22?
Yeah. I mean, I guess...
Because, like, it wraps up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell we're very prepared.
It was just hard. Like, these two episodes were so all over the place. Like, I guess without these storylines for Simon and Ruthie, they wouldn't have been in the episodes.
Right.
And it was almost like they have too many kids to write episodes or to write scenes for. And
yeah. So Simon wants to audition with Happy for a Pow Chow commercial. And you have to show your dog's trick that they can do. And so Matt helps him, teaches him, teach Happy to play dead. And his shtick or his fun thing is that he says, hey, Happy, would you rather, would you rather
give up your pow chow or be a dead dog?
And then
Happy plays dead.
Yeah. When he says dead dog, Happy plays dead. And
so there's this whole thing where Happy's doing it for Simon, but not when anybody else is watching.
Right.
And so Simon's all stressed because Happy will only do the trick in front of Simon, not everybody else. And so then they get to, like, I think it was the mall or something. And yeah, they're doing, it looked like the school, actually. And they're doing this, so he has to do the trick. And so Simon's in front of all the cameras and he says, would you rather give up all your pow chow or be a dead dog? And Happy does the trick.
And the people at Pow Chow love it.
They love it.
They are eating it up. Happy gets the commercial.
So the commercial gets shown. And then all of a sudden we cut to this house, stranger house.
Yeah.
And this little girl is screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, that's my dog. That's my dog on TV. So if you'll recall in season one, episode one, Happy just shows up as a stray dog that they kept.
No, Annie went to the shelter.
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, I was like, she just showed up.
No, she went to the shelter and she had been there a while. And Annie didn't like that. I think maybe her time was up. And so she brought her home.
This makes, now that you're re-jogging my memory, this makes this seem way more suspicious. Because why didn't you go look for your dog at the pound if 2 years later when you saw it on TV, you'd get it?
Also, friends, spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah.
She ran away, got impregnated by God knows who.
Border Collie.
And, yeah, Border Collie. And ended up at a shelter mm-hmm. for unwed mothers and then got adopted.
And then they had to give the three puppies away to that kid.
What's his name? Doug? Dougie?
Mm. He was the one who the actor's dead in real life when we were looking him
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So.
Dwight.
So Happy does the trick. This little girl's screaming on TV about how it's her dog. So next episode, in episode 22, this man shows up. Jack? Jeff? John? I wrote his name down.
And he's like, yeah, this is really awkward, but that's my dog and I'm going to need to take her home.
Jack Martin?
Her name is Whitey. In my notes, I literally just wrote Whitey, ..
Like,
ugh.
So he wants Whitey back. The daughter's like, that's Whitey. I want Whitey back. Eric says no. Jack is pissed. Ruthie
is, oh yeah, one of the storylines for Ruthie is that she's in a phase of saying bad words.
Oh yeah.
And so like she goes to say the word hell and like Happy barks over her saying it. So yeah, Ruthie says a bad word and it's funny because is it Ruthie? Somebody says Happy even looks like a whitey.
Yeah.
So then Simon and Ruthie decide, okay, what if she doesn't look like a whitey and they're going to dye her fur? And so they use food coloring and they dye her like this awful purpley, like browny magenta color. Jack comes back the next day with a lawyer and some papers. They take Happy slash Whitey. And then the very next day, Happy runs back to the Camden house, like gets out of the yard, digs a hole under the fence, runs all the way back to the Camden house. And then the dad, Jack, shows up and he's like, well, I was going to let her stay anyways because she cried all night.
Yeah, I was going to bring her here, but looks like she's already found her way. I want to know, how did this man get this family's address? How did they... like, not know where their dog ended up 2 years ago.
So for so long that they let it, like it was on the chopping block, it seemed.
Yeah, and she was pregnant.
What if she got knocked up and they like let her run away on purpose because they didn't want to deal with the puppies? That's an awful thing to think.
That's, yeah, I think that's a different show, all that. Sounds like something from Call the Midwife. So,
anyways, Happy's back.
Happy's back.
We knew she was going to be back. Do you want to know why? Because if you listen to our Patreon.
Ooh, good plug.
You'll find out that Happy is the only character in every single episode.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. Okay. But even though like I knew it, I was so sad watching her get taken away.
Yeah. It is sad.
Like I would, well, first of all, I'd murder somebody if somebody tried to take one of our dogs. But then I'd be very sad in jail.
Yeah, my dog, the love of my life, Tifa, she went missing one night. She, like, just wandered out the front door. It's kind of a long story. But she got picked up by the pound and spent the night in doggy jail. And they, like, I didn't, so she got picked up sort of after hours, like around 7 or 8 p.m. And they don't upload the website with the photos of the dogs that were found overnight until 10 a.m. the next day.
Oh, my God.
So I just, like, cried all night long. And then
not knowing that she was there.
Not knowing that she was there and that she was safe. Because who knows? I didn't know. And I just got up at like 9:55 and I was like, refresh, refresh, refresh. And then sure enough, there she was. She popped up.
And you're just like, hi.
Yeah. So I went and got her and they were like, well, how'd she get out? And I was like, I'm not really sure. And she wasn't wearing her collar. Keep your collars on your dogs. I used to not all the
time. I know.
Time.
So many people I know take their dogs' collars off. And I just think like, if something happened.
But like. It can also be dangerous in the house.
Sure.
Nixon's got her. Nixon got her dew claw stuck in her collar the other day.
Yeah. That's why I like the quick release collars.
Right. Anywho.
Anywho.
We both cried all night, apparently.
Oh, Tifa.
Okay. So.
So that's really Simon and Ruthie. Like.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about like Lucy?
Oh,
and her new boyfriend?
Her new beard.
So Wilson.
No, she would be the beard.
Yeah. So Wilson decides he's going to set Lucy up with his friend. I don't know.
No, a new neighbor.
A new neighbor.
He's like, Lucy, I've got someone I want to set you up with. This guy just moved in across the street and, you know, I got to talking to him. He seems really nice. And I was telling him about you. And like Lucy is
tickled,
stoked. She is into this. And
it's awkward, though, because Jimmy Moon and Rod are hanging around her house the entire two episodes.
Yeah, they've become best buds, and they are part of the MIT, and minister in training.
And initially, everyone thinks that they're just doing this so that they can, like, I don't know, see
get
Lucy,
with Lucy,
get back with Lucy, whatever. Yeah.
And so she's all, like, not sure about it, but she's, like, super excited to meet this guy.
So when Simon comes back from the commercial filming with Happy and says like, she did it. In their living room is all of the Camdens, as well as Jimmy Moon, Rod, Kenny, Wilson, and Billy.
And Kenny is the new guy
yeah.
that Wilson wants to set Lucy up with.
So they have this whole, there's this whole story going on about how if Kenny turns out to be a dud, Eric's going to show up with Rod and Jimmy. I don't know. I just thought it was funny that he called him a dud.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, well, it's been a, Kenny's like, it's really, it's an exciting day. He's like, it's not every day you meet someone that you're instantly attracted to.
Oh my God. Oh, this character.
Kenny, we've known you for 10 seconds.
We need to do a deep dive on the Patreon, like just of him specifically. He looks like Ken, like Barbie and Ken.
Yeah. He's plasticky.
But like, yeah, not in an endearing way. And like, he has some very effeminate traits and maybe some stereotypical, like homosexual.
Like a chiseled jawline.
Yeah. He's very funny. So, and Lucy's just like, I don't know, she's just like smitten about him. She's like, oh my God, well, it's so good to meet you.
Oh my God, gosh, his name is Hunter Garner. That is not what he looks like.
Okay, we're going to have to put a picture of this on our stories. Are you sure that's him?
Yeah, Kenny. What else is he in? Nothing.
Is he alive?
Yeah, like he's got, oh, maybe not.
The last thing he did was 2017. Okay, we're going to find out.
And... Oh, yeah. He was, look at this. He was in an episode of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He was only in these two episodes of Seventh Heaven.
Promised Land.
One episode of The Secret World of Alex Mack.
God, I was obsessed with her.
Oh. Like.
The way she turned into molten.
Like goo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay.
So she decides, so Lucy decides she's going to break up with him.
Because no, first they go on a date. They all go to the pool house.
Oh, yeah.
So they go to the pool house. So Lucy, Kenny, Mary, Wilson go to the pool house, but almost not because Wilson's like, well, I've got, Billy, and I don't have a babysitter. And Rod and Jimmy are like, we'll look after him.
So now Rod, like, were they only in the episode so they could babysit Billy? Like
the whole thing, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. So they're at the pool hall and Mary and Wilson are just making out the whole
tonsil
time.
Tonsil hockey. Ugh. And Kenny's like, geez, Louise.
Gosh, gee.
Do you think they ever come up for air? How are you supposed to get to know someone?
And I don't know. Lucy's just not into it.
Yeah, she's not into it. And so she decides he's probably too good to be true. There's something has to be up with him. Yeah,
the other shoe's going to drop.
Yeah. Whatever. And so she's like, listen, I don't think this is going to work, actually. And he's devastated. And he's like, well, can I call you next week and see if you still think that? She's like, no, I'll call you.
And is that it? Is that how it ends?
Like, you never see him
again.
No, that's it. That's how it ends.
I thought for a minute because Lucy left his phone number, like, doodled on a piece of paper.
Right.
And Rod and Jimmy Moon find it. I thought they were going to, like, call him and go get him, but they ended up not, so.
No, you know what?
Like, that's what I thought they were going to do.
They tell Lucy, Rod and Jimmy tell Lucy that it was, like, a lapse in judgment, don't they?
That's what I thought, but then nothing comes of it.
Like, nothing happens.
It was almost like they started this storyline.
No, because he goes to church at the end.
Kenny does?
Kenny!
Not with Lucy.
Yes, we literally just watched this. Yes, because right. At the end, they're in church,
other.
And Kenny shows up, and he sits right beside Lucy, and she's sort of like, ugh, geez, Louise. And he's like, hey, like,
Kenny's so bland, I blocked him immediately.
Yes, I know. And she's like, yeah, sorry, I would actually like to see you again.
I had a lapse in judgment. You're right.
I was like, this is like, but you're right. He's like that color of a bathtub, like that accru where it's like
boring.
Tan, but not like an almond color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just like a dud. He is a dud.
A total dud.
He has no personality.
As we were talking, I was like, no, I'm sure there's something to do. But it's interesting that he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
It's the end of a season, so I guess they have that reason.
Yeah, they can just say, nope.
Maybe they were like, there was literally zero chemistry between these actors.
Yeah, he's got to go on Alex.
Like, there was more, yeah. They had more chemistry with a block of wood.
Okay, do we want to talk about Jimmy and Rod quickly? Like, they're just, or do, are we just covering them intermittently?
Like, he shows up to, like, they both show up to talk to Eric, and they're like, oh, we got to shadow someone.
He gives them Bibles. Eric gives them Bibles to read.
Yes, and they say, they're like, we thought we'd talk to you because it's not like you have a real job. Like, they think this is going to be really easy, a walk in the park.
Yeah.
They'll just, like, chill with the Reverend for a few days.
And then Eric decides, so he says he gives them Bibles to read about what his work is based on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants to show them the real world. So he takes them to a soup kitchen, a hospital, and then a retirement home. And they end up, like, busting a move in the, like, retirement home gym.
Yeah, not only do they, they ate the food at the soup kitchen, and he's like, we try not to actually eat the food that we're serving to people who need it. And then he, then they end up, like, turning on music and dancing with a bunch of people at the seniors' home.
It was funny.
And then they're, like, trying to convince Lucy, like, that, like, no, it's not, we're not trying to get back. You're our friend, and we're just trying to, like, hang out with your dad. And then...
And then, so then they all end up at church at the end of the second episode.
Yeah.
And
they have to do a sermon.
They're doing the sermon. That's the end of their project.
And so, yeah, Eric sort of introduces them, and it's so stupid. It's like, there must have been more to this that ended on the cutting room floor, because Rod has a guitar.
And he's just playing, like, like, he's just playing a beat, and then Jimmy does spoken word sermon.
And the end lesson is, oh God, I wrote it down. Oh yeah, Jimmy and Rod's sermon is basically, the Lord wants us to be good with both hands. And you can tell everybody's face at the beginning is like, oh no. And then at the end, they're all like, wow, okay, like, that was pretty good.
I just wrote, Jimmy does spoken word. They cut to the scene implying the sermon was long. It was confusing.
Yeah, it's like something got missed and we just had to kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about Matt, or... I think we talk about Matt because that kind of feeds.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Into how chaotic the Mary thing became.
Yes.
So Matt, as we said in the beginning, he's leaving in 90 days, so his parents think. But what he hasn't shared with them is that he accepted a summer job.
Like
summer,
an internship?
An internship.
Or a job in placement.
Washington, D.C. So it's funny because I don't think they really go into detail about what he's going to go to university for. No. I think we just know from knowing the show he becomes a doctor, but he's going to work in Washington, D.C., so it seems very political.
Don't say where he's going to work at first.
No.
But they also say that he's valedictorian.
Yes.
And so he's going to miss graduation, and he's valedictorian.
Yeah. So his parents are... Is the mic muted?
No.
Okay, good. 22 minutes in. Can you imagine?
No, I've realized you have to look at this.
Okay. My God. Okay, so when he discovers he's valedictorian, he realizes he has to tell his parents, oh, I'm actually leaving in a week, not 90 days, because I took this job.
Yeah.
And they are pissed.
They're upset about it. So what else? So Mary actually spills the beans because she's pissed at Matt. So Matt catches Mary and Wilson napping together in her single bed, fully clothed.
Yeah.
Above the covers.
Above the covers, literally asleep.
Yeah.
And he loses it.
And on top of this, Annie and Eric are already upset at Mary because they're saying that she's acting like she's married to Wilson because of his kid.
Yeah. They're talking like, oh, do you think he's hungry? No, I think he needs a nap. Oh, okay. Well, I said that. Like, they're just, acting as if Billy is both of their children.
Yeah.
Their child.
So Matt catches them in bed and he's like, I can't believe you. And he loses it on Mary and she slaps him in the face.
I just wrote that slap. with an exclamation mark.
I know I was typing. I made you rewind it because I missed it.
You're like, they show it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Their stunts by the end of season two have really upped their game.
For the car accident when she got hit by the car. Yeah. So she's really mad at Matt the entire episode. And so she's the one, like, out of spite, tells Annie and Eric that Matt has a summer job and he's leaving in a week.
Yeah. And he kind of, it's like, one of the reasons he's mad at Mary is because she's not realizing that the torch sort of being passed to her because
as
he's
the oldest.
Yes. He's like, in a way, he's like trying to parentify her. Yeah. But like, it's like Matt was just parentified by default by being the oldest kid and them having too many kids. But he's like trying to tell Mary, like, hey, you have to be the other parent now because I'm leaving and you need to really pay attention to these things and not be asleep with your boyfriend in your bed.
Yeah, like he's trying to say, like, Lucy is upset about Kenny and Simon and Ruthie are distraught about Happy and you don't even notice. You don't even know any of this.
Yeah.
Because he's right in so many of the episodes, all of them. He's like the third parent who will come in and like coach or mentor one of the younger kids if they're having a problem.
Yeah.
So Matt calls Wilson her husband and then Mary slaps Matt.
Yeah.
And then Matt calls Wilson to apologize.
And Mary's like, you can't talk to him. We're mad at you. And Wilson's like, oh, okay.
I didn't know we were mad at you. So all while this is going on, Annie is fed up with everybody.
Yeah.
And she wants to send everybody to summer camp.
Right.
So she gets money from one of the grandpas. We're not sure. It's up in the air. Could be Charles. Could be the colonel.
If you watch the episode and know, please let us know.
And she says, Matt's going to be at orientation. And then all the other kids are going to go to camp. Mary's going to go to basketball camp. And Simon's going to go to space camp. Lucy's going to go to an all-girls camp.
Yeah. Almost looks like a wilderness camp, but not for troubled teens.
Yeah. But like for girls who, I don't know.
Like to hike?
Yeah. And then Ruthie's going to go to Arizona to hang out with Charles.
Yeah.
So, which is why I think he funded the trips. But anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
So mixed in with all of this, Annie throws in, well, Mary's got to get a physical to go to the basketball camp.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, yeah, no problem. I'll go get a physical. I'm not like,
I'm not scared of no doctor.
So I was just looking at my notes. Annie prepping food. There's always so much food. Like, that island has so much food.
Yeah, she takes her job as a stay-at-home very seriously.
Okay, so they do the physicals, and at the very end...
Well, they do Mary's physical, and Annie ends up saying, ah, the doctor reminded me I'm overdue, so I just got mine as well.
So at the very end of the episode, the phone rings.
Of episode 21.
Episode 21. The phone rings, and it's the doctor, wacky doctor somebody. I wrote it down, but I don't know where it is. And they say Mary's pregnant.
Which, okay, I guess Mary's 16.
Wacky Dr. Peterson.
Wacky Dr. Peterson. Like, is that a FOIP thing? Can a doctor's office just be like, hi, your daughter's pregnant?
So, like, I don't know. But also, I think if you're underage, like, doctors tell...
Sure.
But they don't usually tell those things over the phone. At least they don't now. Yeah. Maybe they traumatized so many people over the years telling them bad news on the phone. Because now they would have just said, we need you to come in to discuss your test results.
Right.
And then you Google all the ways you could die.
Yeah.
Until your appointment.
And then you go and you find out it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you have like a UTI and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, like Annie's just like, oh, my God.
So Annie and Eric are like, where have we gone wrong? What are we going to do? I'm going to kill Wilson. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Like she had her whole life ahead of her.
Her life's over.
Yeah.
So at the same moment, so now episode two is starting. And at the moment when they are realizing that Mary is pregnant and they have to tell Mary.
Yeah, because they're like, Mary doesn't know.
Like, Annie's like, she wouldn't have voluntarily gone for that physical if she had thought she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, doorbell rings.
Colonel and Ruth show up.
Yeah.
Unannounced. Doorbell rings again. Charles and Ginger show up unannounced.
Well, and they're all there. They ended up coming early, but they're there for the graduation,
yeah.
which they're under the, they're just finding out Matt is going to miss because he's going off to his work thing.
His internship. So, or his job placement. So he says, Colonel says, okay, first of all, the Colonel makes a comment about Matt's hair and how he should get a haircut. And then Ruth, Grandma Ruth says, if you look at him from the back, you wouldn't even know he's a man. You'd just think, what pretty hair.
I literally just wrote, Colonel and Grandma show up, hair shaming Matt.
Like, you can't say that, Grandma Ruth.
And he's like, yeah, I did get a haircut. It grows back. That's how hair works. Like, he's so sassy to them.
He is. And then the Colonel says something like, I guess you guys only get one haircut in your whole life in Glen Oak.
Yeah.
Oh, and they make a point to say that the reason George isn't there is because he's sick and Aunt Julie's looking after him.
Yeah. What about George's dad
that dad lives in the garage?
Like there was.
Yeah.
But maybe he's with Aunt Julie. Like it seemed like that was a.
They were going to drive back together.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when Eric and Annie find out that Mary's pregnant and he's like, I just have to grieve the life she had 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, calm down, Eric. So.
Yeah. So the whole time Annie and Eric are like, okay, we got to tell her.
They're trying to find a moment, but the episode's very chaotic.
Yes. As you can tell, we don't even know what's going on half the time. We literally just watched both episodes.
So Matt says something about how, oh, everybody's here and I'm going to miss my graduation and I'm valedictorian. And the Colonel turns and says, well, I can make a call and change that. So no one knew. The Colonel is the one that got Matt the internship.
Yeah. Matt's like, placement. What do you mean? And he's like, well, when your mother told me that you were applying for this job placement, I just made a phone call.
So like the Colonel acts like he's this high, high up ranking officer. And maybe he was.
You might even say highfalutin.
Highfalutin.
I don't know howfalutin, but.
But he, and there's always like an air of like they're playing. I don't know. It sounds like they're going to, like, it almost sounds like they're going to break out into like army trumpet music yeah. every time he speaks.
Yes.
So Matt and Mary end up like apologizing to each other.
And Matt says he's not taking the job.
And Matt says he's not going
to
take the job.
So he will be there to do his speech because he's not, he won a job on his own merit. Yeah.
So then after Lucy and Kenny and Mary and Wilson are out for burgers on their date, they come home and Annie and Eric cut off Wilson and Mary at the front door. And they're like, Mary, you're pregnant. And she's like, no, I'm not. And they're like,
Wilson's face is like, oh my God, how did this happen?
And so she's like, we didn't have sex. I've never had sex. I told you I wasn't going to. We didn't. And they're both like, we didn't. And like, I thought she handled it pretty well. She was just like, you guys are idiots and like walked off.
Yeah.
And then she's like, whack. That's when she calls him wacky Dr. Peterson.
Like, also I thought though, and maybe this is just like, maybe I wouldn't have told Mary that with Wilson there because I don't know who all her partners are. I don't know who the father is. Like,
yeah.
Let's have a private moment.
Yeah. Like in front of the boyfriend. I don't know. So, okay. Then there's a very confusing thing that happens and I still do not understand.
It's like it was a storyline that got partially cut. And so therefore has no place and makes no sense, but they needed to keep some of those scenes in.
And they weren't going to refilm it. Everybody had gone off on summer vacation or something.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Happy goes to this other family's home.
Whitey.
And all four grandparents, both sets of grandparents are there. And we find out that Charles and Ginger are announcing their engagement to distract Annie and Eric.
Well, the Colonel and Ruth
take
and all the kids.
All the kids, including Rod and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And they go somewhere, but we don't know where they go. We think it's to go get Happy.
Yes, because they have a huddle moment where they all put their heads together and they're huddling, but we don't know what they're talking about.
And then they just show back up, and the Colonel and Grandma Ruth are in these big black, like, overcoat trench coats, and they've got white handprints on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie's like, well, I can see all the kids were with you because this is Simon's handprint and this is Ruthie's handprint. And like, you know your kids so well.
Yeah, that one's come Mary. On, so that means those must be Rod and Jimmy's handprints.
Like, it's so weird. And then they're just like, yeah, like I don't even think they say they didn't get the dog. Like, they nothing.
No, it's very weird. It's
so weird. Like, we got to watch it again or something. Like, I just don't get it.
Yeah. And then we don't even know that announcement of their engagement was a distraction until later. They're like, oh, yeah, we told them we were engaged, but that was just a distraction.
Yeah. And then Grandpa Charles is like, but it really felt good for a day to pretend to be engaged to you. So do you wanna?
And she's like, oh yeah, okay.
So then they reannounce their engagement.
And everyone's like, oh, wow, that's so great. It's very weird.
It was so weird. So then...
But while this is all happening, while they're all... I literally wrote, Dad and Ginger get engaged, but fake. Weird diversion after dark thing. And then why did I say Wilson's terrible timing?
Hold on, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
And so then... Okay, so...
Oh, right.
In the church afterwards.
Yes, so... But we have to talk about this thing, the phone call.
Yeah, I know. So... All of a sudden, the phone rings. We're in the house upstairs.
Everyone's celebrating this engagement.
And the phone rings, and it's for Matt. And he's like, hello. And you're here like, uh-huh. Okay. Okay, great. And so he hangs up the phone, and lo and behold, guess who has called him?
The one and only
First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And she's calling him to congratulate him on his placement at the White House for his summer job.
To be on her team.
You know what
and I'm... she... What? What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. So then... Like, do you think Monica Lewinsky was there?
I was just about to say, you know what happens on her team? But then I was like, no, wait, that's Monica Lewinsky. I was making a joke about the wrong person.
Right.
I do think Monica Lewinsky was there.
Yeah. And so
it
turns out that the colonel made another call, like, stay in your lane, colonel. And he arranged it. So not only would he be on the first lady's team, but he doesn't have to start until after his valedictorian speech.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden it cuts to the school. He does a quick speech because they got to show it.
But in the middle of the speech, this is two poor timings.
No, that.
Mm-hmm. So the
Wilson thing happened at church.
No, but what Annie tells Eric in the middle of the
valedictorian church or speech. Yeah.
So in the middle of the speech that their firstborn son is giving, he is the valedictorian. Annie just leans over to Eric and says, we're having a baby.
And he's like, what?
What?
And she's like, wacky Dr. Peterson got the tests mixed up.
I'm pregnant. And I just think, like, let your son give his speech. There's no other time you can tell him.
Like, in the car on the way back? I don't know. Like, it was just...
So then they're all celebrating after the graduation.
Two episodes ago, they implied that they had sex. So I think that was the... This is the only time there was continuity in this entire show.
They knew! So they are celebrating after, like, having a barbecue. And Annie says, we have an announcement. We're having a baby. And everyone's like really stoked about it.
Well, first I think they were like, and then like 30 seconds go by and they're excited.
Yeah, everyone's hugging, everyone's kissing.
Like, I'm just like, use some birth control.
Yeah.
So then I also thought it was weird, just to cut back to Charles and Ginger. They show up like, we're here for the graduation. And then we don't see them again for about 20 minutes, and they show up again at the front door.
With a bottle of champagne.
With a bottle of champagne. Like, nothing made any sense. Like, where were they?
I really need to see the unedited version of this. What was the original story? It was probably
40 hours long.
Yeah. There was a lot. And the editors, it was the end of the season. They were like, we just fucking need to get this done. Yeah.
And, like, you didn't need... This is why you guys ran out of money at the end. You didn't need to pay for Jimmy, for Rod... You didn't have to pay for Billy.
Kenny.
Kenny?
Honestly, Kenny was a
joke. Any of the grandparents, really.
Anyhow.
Can I, there's no good spot to put this, so I have to just say it.
Yeah.
Because it was my notes and it made me laugh. Billy was wearing a fanny pack.
A tiny little two-year-old fanny pack.
Quick release fanny pack.
That was up around his chest.
Well, it's like the way they picked him up, I think. But like,
I think so. He was wearing shorteralls.
Yeah. I want a pair so bad, like overall shorts.
Yeah. And then so, yeah, this fanny pack slid up to his chest.
Because when Wilson's like, oh, I don't have a babysitter, we can't go out. And Rod and Jimmy are like, we'll look after him.
They just hand over Billy. Like, Billy. They don't know who he is.
No. And he's wearing a fanny pack. And right away I was like, what is happening? Why is he wearing this fanny pack?
Like, it's either got, it's either full of fish crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's got an EpiPen in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Not a cell phone and lip chap. Mm-hmm. I know that.
No.
Anyway, there was nowhere good spot to point it, but I forgot about it. Talk about his fanny pack. So now we're in church. So now it's the end of the episode.
Kenny's back. Apparently, I forgot.
Yeah. Kenny's back. Rod and Jimmy are giving their sermon. And Wilson, who's holding Billy and his fanny pack, look over at Mary and says, this is the... He says something like, this is the best...
He says, there's never going to be a good time to tell you this or something.
This is the best time to tell you this.
This is also the worst time.
Yeah, because you're literally in the middle of church and someone's talking.
And he just turns to her and says, I'm moving away for school next year.
Billy and I were moving away. I'm moving in with my cousin and I'm going to school.
Like,
and okay. Then, yeah.
So Mary's, do we never just see Andrew Keegan again?
I don't... Well, stay tuned. I don't know. But Mary's just sort of like, oh...
So, like, she went from not being with him, to not like being back and forth,
together.
And then a pregnancy scare that wasn't even really a pregnancy scare.
She just wants to go to basketball camp.
Yeah. Are they still all going to camp?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, we're sorry that this episode was so all over the place, or this recording was so all over the place, because this episode was so all over the place.
Yeah.
Look, I just don't. It was exhausting.
I know. It was like really good. I was like, holy, so much stuff is happening. Jeez, yeah. Louise. I don't know why that's my saying this time. Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise. Golly gee.
But that wraps up episode or season two.
I know. I can't believe it.
How many episodes are in season three?
There's 22 in every single season.
Oh, okay. Right. We did the math that time. We're going to be doing this for 25 years.
So we will be back on September 21st. No.
1998.
Okay, so season three, episode one. It's called It Takes Two, Baby. So, do you know why it says it's called that?
Well, we're going to find out.
So the blurb is, Matt moves in with three women and mom and dad find out they're having twins.
Twins. And they, it's like they had to do twins because with Matt moving away, mm-hmm. they were sixth heaven. And if they only had one kid, then they'd be eighth heaven. So they needed to have two so that they had seven kids so that they were seventh heaven. That's what I think.
Yeah. And so we should deep dive over on the Patreon about the four quadruplets that play Sam and David, the babies.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
So it started off when they were infants. There was four of them and they acted in 15-minute shifts.
Like, how do I get a job where I get 15-minute
babies? and then it turned into just two of them once they got a bit older.
Okay, but can we also talk about Kenny?
On the Patreon, you mean?
Yeah. So if you don't already, follow
like
us
I tried to find a Wikipedia, but...
I know. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok because I'm going to post a scene of Kenny and you guys are just going to know what I'm talking about. And then if you also just want some like deep dives and more stuff, we are on the Patreon if you look up A Lesbian Recap. So
yeah, stay tuned. If you guys have watched Call the Midwife, we're going to talk about some Call the Midwife over on there.
Some very gay things.
Yeah. Also, we should talk about over on there what we learned about the baby actors, the infant actors on that show.
That's true.
It's okay. So funny. All right.
All right. Well, have a great night. Thanks. If you're still listening, thanks. That was a journey.
It was. Bye.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.